I'm John.
And I'm Ron.
And I'm Jason. And this is Digital Divination on the No Direction Network.
We are back for episode 140 of Digital Divination.
Yes, and I am Ron Lundeen. I am an employee of Wizards of the Coast, and the opinions I express here are mine and not theirs.
Oh, just that little hitch.
I know. Other than that, I did great.
Yeah. Came right in.
All right. Well, Jason, I'm glad you're feeling better. We missed you last time.
I know. I bet neither of you talked about Warframe.
No, you're correct.
Right? Amazing.
I just saw that today. I don't know what that means precisely for the game because I never did any Warframe stuff.
I played Warframe for a couple months, maybe, if that, because it's free to play. So I tried it out. Yeah. It was one of it's pretty, you know, a pretty cool multiplayer shooter kind of thing. So yeah. It was just like a lot of stuff happening. And I just like, I don't know about all of these numbers and all of the gear that I need to make to do stuff. It was too deep for me at the time and I haven't gone back to it, but it's pretty interesting that this, is out of nowhere collab.
Warframe
and Starfinder is going to happen.
Wait, what? I mean, for our listeners who may not know, and for Ron Lundeen who does not know, what about? I mean, I remember Warframe is one of those games where it looks like you're landing a shuttle for NASA because there's so much sort of stuff that you have to keep track of. Yeah. But that's other than that being maybe not always my jam. But hasn't Warframe been out for a while?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
What's the news then?
There's a, like, we're doing a crossover thing. We're doing an adventure, basically, set in the Warframe universe, but with Starfinder 2nd Edition rules. Woo!
So,
that'll be fantastic.
It's wild that we're getting, you know, this is kind of, because it's got people, like, going, what's Starfinder? Hey, people who play Warframe hearing this and going, oh, this sounds cool. What's Starfinder? What the heck is Starfinder? And so this is going to be, and I think the site crashed. Because of the announcement. So a lot of people logging in to see what Starfinder is all about. And hopefully picking up the book come next week-ish.
Yeah,
cool.
Kind of mechanically, I mean, basically, if you're taking the Starfinder 2nd Edition rule set, equipment, and everything, and then basically putting it into a video game for people to play, right?
I think it's the other way around.
Or is it the other way around? That's what I don't know.
You role play.
It's an adventure.
You role play the types of events, characters, places, etc. from the video game.
Oh, from role. Okay. See, that's what I didn't know which way it was going. So is that the way it's going?
It seems to me like it is an adventure.
Okay. Yeah. I think we might learn more about that in the near future. And we'll talk about that.
Sure. Later. Yeah. I mean, it's just been basically sort of the name has been announced and, you know, who's working on it and who did the art and stuff like that. I mean, you know, if you were wondering why
the
Starfinder team did a Warframe stream the other week, now you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is an exciting bit of news here ahead of the release in less than 2 weeks. Of Starfinder 2nd Edition. Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a week from when this podcast comes out, right? Like, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This podcast comes out on Thursday, and the following Thursday is the official release.
Thursday the 24th of July.
That's when we release this.
If you're listening to it now, it's now.
That's correct.
That's the date.
Look at your phone, and it will tell you the time and the date, and that is when you're listening to it.
Yeah.
Yes. And then a week from now is when Starfinder gets released to Gen Con, officially.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I get confused because we're early. Okay. All right. Great. Speaking of Gen Con, we're all going to Gen Con.
Yeah. Ooh, smooth.
Yeah. Nice. We're all going to Gen Con. So I thought, because I don't know what you guys are doing specifically. You probably know what I'm doing. I thought we could each share what we're doing at Gen Con and then each share maybe a couple things we're looking to do in addition to what we're scheduled already to do, if that makes sense. And Ron, you might not even have a schedule. I don't know. So
I got a little bit of a schedule.
All right.
Okay.
So
John, do you want to go first? What are you doing, John?
What am I doing? Hey, John. Okay. So mine is interesting only a little bit because it's so I'm doing organized play. I've done Starfinder organized play for 7 years. And so I'm going for the release of Starfinder Second Edition. And one of the things that's interesting is they've changed the scenarios now to their 2 to 3 hours rather than 5 to 6 hours, right? So I am running two scenarios at Gen Con. One is 1-00 Collisions Wake. That is a special that is introducing basically Starfinder to everybody on Thursday night. So it's a big special for that. So I'm really excited. Collisions
Wake, huh? Who wrote that?
That was written by me.
There we go.
I've heard there's been a special request from a group of people to all sit at my table together.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
And it's kind of, they're honoring kind of like some things. If it's all groups that want to do this, mine happens to be with a bunch of people I know who are also writers. Okay, great. So it's going to be kind of a fun time. So I'm kind of looking, you know, it's like, oh, you guys, I'm worried about it. You know, if it's a bunch of people I don't know, you know, however it turns out, they said, oh, no, we'll have a great time. It'll be fun. And I think it will be fun. So that's one thing I'm doing. I'm running one of those. And the special is a double length. So it's the same length as all the old school scenario. So it's going to be 5-ish hours. The other one I'm running is the 1-01, kind of the first official of the season, first official scenario, Invasion's Edge, and I'm running it 10 times.
Oh, my goodness. So
my schedule basically is I'm running it 2 times Thursday morning, 2 times Thursday afternoon, then I'm running my special Thursday night. Friday morning, I'm off. Friday afternoon, I'm running the special, the Invasion's Edge 2 more times. Friday evening, I'm off. Saturday morning, I'm running it 2 more times. Saturday afternoon, I'm off from doing this, but I have something else. Saturday evening, I'm actually working the HQ for organized play. Because the Pathfinder special is going to, multi-table special is being run.
Cool.
And because I wasn't going to play that, I'm going to go ahead and help run HQ that so all the other people that want to play can play it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm running Invasion's Edge 2 more times Sunday morning. So that's
and then
kind of
Sunday
my
night, dreaming of Invasion's Edge, a never-ending Invasion's Edge.
The most I've ever run a scenario at a convention, I ran one 7 times before. And after the first couple of times, it really gets to be a lot of fun because you're just playing, you know what's going to be fun for all the players and stuff like that. So I don't know how this is going to go, especially with the shorter ones, right? Because I imagine the first couple are going to go kind of longer. Then I'm going to know how to really tighten things
You'll
up.
Just
and make
zippy.
It, yeah. So I think it's going to be great. And I'm coming in really early Wednesday morning. So I have all day Wednesday off to check out stuff and do any final preps. Thursday is a heavy day for me. Then every other day, I really just have kind of one block of running things. So, trying to make it easier because what I really want to do is kind of socialize with people, and we'll talk more about that. Now, that's my organized play stuff. I have one more thing I'm running a seminar for an hour Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. It's in Haymarket A in the Crown Plaza, if anybody cares. The official title for this is Lessons Learned, How to Get Started in the Tabletop RPG Industry. And my short description for this seminar is, hear insights from 100 interviews with tabletop RPG industry professionals, founders, designers, developers, artists, editors, and freelancers. Each shares how they got started and advice for starting now. And I list all the companies, like a dozen companies, people, you know, I've interviewed and stuff. Anyway, I thought, I'll do this. This will be kind of fun. This actually will count for my academic vita to have, you know, be presenting a seminar at the gaming convention. So I thought, why not? It is sold out. So,
nice.
Ron, if you did not get tickets, you can't come heckle me.
I did not. And while you were talking, I was clicking open my Gen Con events in order to look for it. And I found it, and it has the big sold out banner over it.
If you want to come, I will give you a special kind of backstage seat. How's that?
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, that would make me feel very VIP.
And then I have to point.
You got to just look at the back of John's head the whole time. Yeah,
yes. That's all right. Yeah. Well, we do these things, John. I spend my time looking at the front of your head, so that'll be new for me.
There you go. Now, the interesting thing is I just emailed them. I didn't realize there's going to be so many people. I mean, that's a pretty packed room. I don't know if they provide a projector or anything. So if I want to show data to folks, right? Because I have lots of information.
Right, yeah.
So I'm actually looking to buy a portable projector just for that if needed. Because really, I want to show a lot. There's a lot of interesting stuff. And if I just sit there and talk the whole time, that's kind of boring. I don't want to do that. So now I got to think of something exciting.
I mean, your career is as a professor where you get up and talk the whole time. That's
no, but I don't just talk the whole time. I do other things to get people engaged. And so now I'm going from, oh, I'll have 15 people there. We'll sit around the table and I'll pass out pieces of paper to, oh, now I need to full-blown work this like I would any other conference presentation to make it interesting. I got to make it worth the price of admission, which is zero. So we'll see. Anyway, so that is my formal schedule. And then I'm staying the night Sunday and leaving Monday, and I'm going to go visit a friend in Dayton, Ohio. It's Dan Ryan. He actually came to one of our games years ago for Intrepid Heroes. Yeah, he came to visit. Anyway, that is what I'm doing. Jason, do you have a formal schedule?
I have a formal schedule. First of all, I am going to New Jersey before the weekend before just to see family. And I might go get some Ocean City pizza, and while I'm there, and then I fly in Tuesday at some point evening-ish. Wednesday set up. Yeah. Booth set up all day. But Thursday morning, I will see you in Sagamore because I'm working the Sagamore booth, Paizo's booth, Thursday morning. And then I'll be working the booth on and off. I'll be doing press and stuff like that.
Is that the so booth with the satellite sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Going to be interesting because that'll be right at the opening of the con. And I have, all the times I've worked the con, I've worked at the Paizo booth. There and just sort of watched everyone sort of stream into the main hall. I'm going to be curious to see how people stream in or not up at the Sagamore booth. But, you know, well, there we'll have Starfinder Second Edition, we'll have Battle Cry and all the other stuff.
Battle Cry!
So come get that. like I said, then I'm on and off breaks and whatnot. I think there's a time when I just have expo, I get to go up and down the floor, which we'll talk about. And I'm doing two panels Saturday at 4 p.m. Yes.
After mine. So no, you can go to mine then.
Saturday. Sorry. No, my bad. I'm going to be doing press. Saturday at 6 p.m. That's why I couldn't find it.
Okay.
It's at 6 p.m. And I'm not 100% sure which. I think that's the Battlecry Hellfire Crisis panel. Yes.
Oh.
I'm doing that. I'm doing my panels right at the end of the day for some reason. And I'm doing a Sunday panel right at the end of the day as well. Those will, I don't know where those end up being, honestly. I'm trying to find that now. It doesn't. What
did you go to the Gen Con site? When you click on schedule.
Oh, location, ICC 245, whatever that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, room 245 in the convention center, I guess. And I think that's where
available tickets 109. Yes. I can get into this one.
That's a big room.
And get this one. Yeah. I don't know, why is it such a big room? And then let me check to see what the one is on Sunday. Okay. Well, turn the start time off. I'm filtering the thing as we speak. Real profesh here. Okay. It is a Sunday panel at, again, it's the end of the day. Yeah, it's 3 p.m. Like, real wow. End of the day. Yeah. And although I think that's wrong because I think the panels are at 1 p.m. Yeah, I'll have to check this out. The panels don't go until, there's no panels at 3 p.m. apparently, according to the Gen Con website, but there's a panel at 1 p.m. that's about making monsters. It is in the same, no, 244 right next door. I think I'm in that one. I'm not 100% sure now. And that's just about making monsters, which I love talking. I love that panel because it's just fun. We just sort of make a monster as we go and get feedback, you know, just sort of get audience participation. Then booth tear down and all that. And I leave Monday, I think. Yeah.
I might be able to slip into your first panel after I'm done looking at the back of John's head. I will come over to that first panel you mentioned. I will not be able to make the Sunday panel because I'm flying out midday Sunday to make sure that I'm back for Monday.
Well, I may not be in that panel. I don't 100% know. So,
I mean, now I feel bad because I would go, and if I didn't see you, I would insist to everyone that I was a Jason Keeley. And pretend to be you all the way through the thing.
I think coworkers who will also be in the panel will know the difference between you and me, Ron. And I think they'll know who you are.
But the audience may not know. But
they're not going to let you sit up there and pretend to be me. Whoever else is in that panel with me.
I got to talk to them ahead of time, maybe.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe they would.
All right. And is that the
maybe
extent
just,
of
maybe I'll just have my lunch break.
Oh, yeah, when's your lunch break?
I mean, what day?
Oh.
We're talking, because it's all over the place, basically.
Yeah. Aw.
We'll figure it out, but I'll definitely, we'll try to find a time where the three of us can have lunch or dinner or something.
In person? I know. We haven't all met in person for a long time.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I only just saw you a couple months ago, John.
Yeah, I know. But Ron.
But
Ron,
I haven't seen you.
I haven't seen Ron in forever today.
Of the three of us, my schedule is the most flexible because it's the most light. Mm-hmm. I have only a couple of games. I'm getting in Wednesday, like you, John. On Thursday early morning and Thursday late afternoon, I am playing in two different Torg Eternity events. I love that game. I got it in two different Torg Eternity events. On Friday afternoon, I'm in something that's a Dark Sun Arena Tournament qualifier round. So I think that's like competitive.
Wow.
Like Dark Sun D&D play. And if you win, you advance. It's the only thing I have for that day. I'm doing it with a friend of mine who insisted that I keep my schedule clear in case we win and can advance. I'm like, yeah, you got it. So you may see me up in the Sagamore Ballroom getting a pickup of Starfinder Pathfinder 2nd Edition game as soon as that one's over if we do not advance.
Well, fun. But you could end up on the big stage, you know, with the finals, too. You never know.
I don't know, man. Who knows, right? I know a little thing about Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I know.
And that opinion is mine and not Wizards.
yes.
And then I got into a horror game Saturday morning, which I'll be coming fresh out of in order to go see your panels if I'm able to slip into those.
Fun.
But there's also a couple of – I want to make sure – a couple of things. First, I'm going with my friend Mike, who I've known since high school. I did a lot of Gen Con with him last year, as much as I could, because I was working for Wizards doing some secret playtest stuff, which now is a little less secret because we've announced our starter box. But we were doing some playtesting of that, which was a lot of fun last year. This year, Wizards isn't sending me. As I said, I'm going as a civilian. But I hung out a lot with my friend Mike last year, and I'm hanging out with Mike a lot this year. I really want to go see him go play. There's a Warhammer. He's big into Warhammer 40K. We were both very big into it until I moved away. Did a little less of it since, but he stayed in it. And he's in a Warhammer 40K like competitive event that I want to go see, just to like see what the Warhammer 40K competitive scene is like now. I haven't been to a competition since I was in Chicago 8 years ago, but I do kind of want to see what that competitive scene is like. And having a friend in it makes it more, I'm a little more invested in seeing how that goes. And then other friends that I haven't seen in a while. I know I'm going to run into my friend Sebastian. We've already talked about getting together. I hope to see my friend Christian, who I bumped into last year as well. And then any number of the Paizo folks. Now I know, Jason, to come look for you up at the Sagamore booth rather than down at the exhibit hall.
Just Thursday morning.
Just Thursday morning?
The time I'm in the other booth, in the regular booth.
I shall be torging on Thursday morning, so I'll have to catch you at the booth another time. Yeah.
Well, Ron has kind of done his segue into his informal stuff now.
Well, hold on. I think I have an idea. I just want to get this. We're gonna make this plan right here live. John, thing is Saturday at 1 p.m., right?
No, it's not.
No, Saturday at 3 p.m., he said.
3 p.m., yeah.
Oh, 3 p.m. Well, maybe, no, but then you're coming for that. Okay, forget it. Never mind.
Great, John, you wrecked it.
No, I got confused.
I'm available from 1 till 3, though.
Okay.
Does that help?
Ron, what about you? When is your thing over on Saturday?
I'm only available 2 to 3 because I will be at 2 o'clock, I will be out of my horror game, shaking with fear and needing the recovery that hanging out with good friends can provide.
All right. 2 o'clock, Saturday. We're having lunch.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I can't be late for my thing. Now, what I might do is bring you both into my thing with me, though.
Yes, actually, that would be my break is until 4.
Because
right? No, 1 till 3. My break is until 3.
Oh, you can't go. You can't go in then.
But if you could do lunch, that's the important thing.
Yeah. So we'll do lunch.
My break is from 2 to 4. I can come to your thing but I will need to leave. Yes.
Okay.
Slip out to make sure you're back by 4.
Yeah, make sure by 4.
Because the interesting thing is you are two of the people I've interviewed who have interesting stories.
I don't remember.
John, you've interviewed more than 100 people.
I know. I will have 2 of 100 here to point to, and they're both game designers at companies. So the stories actually show that, I have proof I did this thing that I said I did. I don't know. I can work it in. Sure. I'm just working in. People like guest speakers. Come on. So
this is proof you did the thing. Like you're going to get up there and be like, I've interviewed more than 100 people and you'll show clips and the audience will fold their arms in unison and say, I think you're lying.
Well, I'm not going to show clips.
Here are 2 people. I'm not lying. You'll have the most skeptical audience at Gen Con.
What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to send people to website or the podcast site, and then they can go and look at the interviews themselves and see them and listen to them if they really want to. I got all these fancy cards to hand out. Now I'm glad I got more than 60 because I got 60 people in there to give them to. So, so that has become a formal plan, 2 to 3, the hour before my thing. Mm-hmm. Which means I have to be all prepped well before that so we can relax and have lunch and just kind of
obviously, yeah.
We'll have a lot of messy pasta with a lot of red sauce if you're wearing a white shirt.
I don't know. I'll probably wear a Hawaiian shirt for this. I have no idea what I'm going to wear. It's a Gen Con seminar. It's not like a formal.
I mean, that'll make you hard to pick out at Gen Con, actually. That's like Gen Con camouflage.
That's what I'm saying. So
a beard right. like this one would make you impossible to spot.
Yeah, that's why I got to have something else. So, but speaking of something else, so Ron's kind of talked about some of the other things he's looking to do. Jason, so you have a work schedule. Do you have other yes. things that you would like to accomplish other than having lunch with us? Do you have yes. something else?
A couple of probably a couple other lunches.
Yeah.
With some other industry people or whoever. And then I don't know. I don't have any hard plans about doing anything during this time. You know, I officially have like expo time scheduled so I can go out onto right. the floor and look at stuff. It's fortunately Saturday morning, so like one of the most crowded times. I'm sure. And I don't have hard plans on like what I want to go search out. I might swing by the Modiphius booth and just see what they got going on with stuff. And I think I'm going to try to look for and maybe pick up a game called Mythic Bastion Land, which I watched a review for and it looks mm-hmm. bonkers. So I'm going to go maybe get something to read, basically.
Cool.
Do either of you go out of your way to watch the costume parade? That's been, I've accidentally caught that a couple times and it's really impressive. Where
it's
they
fun
just go
hell.
Through the hall. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm usually at the booth when that happens most of the time.
Yeah. I think I've only caught a piece of that because I'm running games, I think, when that happened. Yeah. So what do you know when
I caught it last year? It winds through after the costume competition. I think it winds through the event center. I happened to catch it in one of the big gaming halls last year. And by good luck, I happened to be just like 15, 20 feet away from a family that had brought in a bunch of young kids. And the young kids were just captivated by seeing so many of these characters they know. And like watching them wave and the people in costume kind of wave back and how much the kids just freaking loved it, right?
Yeah.
That was like the most heartwarming part of Gen Con last year.
No, that sounds like it would be fun, but I don't know.
That
what
was
it is.
That's. Yeah. I'll find out and be able to report to you. Now, if I'm hanging out with my friend Mike, I may invite him along to our lunch. Sure. Sometimes it can get a little exhausting for Mike. He met so many people that were like friends of mine in the industry last year that I remember we bumped into yet another one of my friends on Saturday. And as a friend was walking a little bit further ahead, Mike had to lean over. He's like, now, is this like an industry person I should know? Or is this just like a regular person? And I'm like, Mike, all of us industry people are regular people. Come on. But no, this is not a person in the industry. It's a friend of mine. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, kind of like with Jason alluded to, there are people that I haven't seen since I went to Gen Con before the pandemic. And so, you know, to get a chance to meet up with them, there's a couple of people. We have a thread on one of the freelance discords about who's going already. And I know some people have posted on other social media that they're going and whatnot. So just kind of looking forward to catching up with folks. It's one of the reasons why I was trying to leave like some of my evenings free so that, you know, after things wind down, get a little food, hang out, relax. Wherever. So that's kind of one of the things. And then I'm looking, I want to get to some of the booths for some of the games that are coming out. One in particular is the Cosmere booth. Brandon Sanderson's
putting the book out for Gen Con?
Yeah. So it's the PDF is being released this week. And I imagine the books are going to, they're not sending them out to the backers yet, but I think they're going to have some at Gen Con. And so I really want to get a kind of hands-on look at that. So that's one thing I'm trying to do. And there's a couple other games that I'm interested in just to see how things are going and stuff like that. And I might try to find something new as well. So I know Green Ronin just announced their Mutants and Mastermind 4th edition is coming out.
Mm-hmm. I was just literally thinking that, John. I thought I was going to bring that up. They're doing a playtest now, or soon, and that's pretty. I thought that was pretty cool.
So I like the booth and, you know, to see, see what they've done to, with changes. Yeah, because, I mean, really, it was really, you know, like a 3.5 game for a long time. So I'm really curious what they've changed, you know, going forward.
It was, so. I mean, it was a heavily changed, like the last edition. I mean, you know, he's still using a D20 and the stats are kind of the same, but it was like very much just the way they do attacks and damage and stuff like that is completely different, obviously.
So anyway, you know, there's a couple other things. There's an Expanse game I backed that I'm thinking should have some stuff there as well. So, but that's, you know, meeting up with people and meeting new people too. That's why I got a bunch of these cards to hand out. So see if anybody's looking for freelancers, I'll be to meet Paizo people that I only email online.
Do you know that?
Whichever ones are there, yeah.
That's the thing. Some of them I know aren't going to be there. Like Jessica Catalan, I've never met in person, and she told me she's not going. So it's kind of a bummer. But I don't know. We'll see. There might be other people. There's this
almost Keely certainly guy, every time I've been to Gen Con, dozens and dozens of times, I end up meeting a number of people that I don't expect to meet, but it was a pleasure to meet. So that's the typical part of the Gen Con experience and one I'm really looking forward to.
Same. I mean, now that had I known you were going kind of solo earlier, I might not have volunteered to do so much and maybe try to get a room share with you instead. Because I was just trying to save money. That's why.
With me, with Keely,
with whoever, with somebody.
who are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not going solo. You're the one who's basically.
No, you're with you, Ron.
That's right. I'm not going solo. I'm going with my friend Mike.
Well, I know, but I could have tried.
You'd be palling around with me and Mike. You could. We could all. We could have jumped in. Yep.
Yeah.
Although I didn't. I am for the first time in a long time way out by the airport. So I got to be driving in and paying for parking, but I'm going to be carpooling with some people that are out there. So that should be cool.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'm picking up a car Monday to drive to, out of town. I don't know, but, otherwise, I didn't want to have a car around there. So I don't envy the situation that you have with that. So carpooling is probably good.
Yeah. Ironically, I'm not using the airport to come in, where I'm flying into Chicago, where I'm going to be meeting a couple of people I know, and then driving down to Indianapolis. When I lived in Chicago, that drive to Gen Con was something I did every year. Yeah. But the hotel I got is out at the airport, so that when I leave on Sunday, I'll be right by where I need to be.
What time do you arrive on Wednesday?
Man, that's a question I really ought to know. I think my flight lands in Chicago at like noon or one or something, and then it's a couple hour drive and an hour time change, so late afternoon.
I can
ping you when I get in if you're still
I was gonna say, if it was early, I could bum a ride with you from the airport, but my flight arrives at 5 a.m and I'm going to be
arrives at 5 a.m so you're leaving Seattle even earlier than that.
I'm taking a red eye.
You have to.
Yeah. Well, in part because otherwise, if I leave in the morning, I get way late afternoon, and I kind of want settled in before my busy day on Thursday. That's the main thing.
You're not going to be able to check into any hotel at all for hours, right?
Unless I know. Got it
for the night before somehow.
Yeah, and I'm not. You know, I will hang out doing stuff otherwise. I will
walk from the airport.
That's okay though. Like walking the day before, walking Gen Con, seeing people set up and the excitement of the convention about to start is really electric. I love it.
And I suspect I'll run into people I know at that point too. Hopefully I can drop off my luggage at the bag room at the hotel ahead of time. Oftentimes they'll let you do that. Right. But yeah, I'm sure they're so busy I can't check in till late. So it is what it is.
I mean, by the time you get to the hotel, the person who was in your room beforehand will not even have checked out.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I imagine if I hang out at the airport, I might go to the USO for a bit, and sometimes just sleep there for a couple hours. So
I don't know, Jason. Maybe let me suggest that maybe you will be able to check in, because so many of these Gen Con hotels aren't planning stuff back to back. There might not have been a Tuesday night stayover for them to be ready to get ready to receive on Wednesday as hordes and hordes of people come in. Maybe you can check in. I don't.
But it's still like 1 o'clock, 12 or 1. I mean, that would be about as early as I can imagine I could get in. Though I will admit, I've one time come in at 10 and gotten into the hotel room.
Oh.
So it anyway, that's kind of my
might happen.
What my schedule is looking like. And there will be other people going from the airport. I'll find somebody that looks like they're going to the convention and say, hey, do you want to share an Uber? And they'll say, no, you look weird in that Hawaiian shirt.
Who are you?
And
yeah.
And I'll give them a card.
You look like a good guy. You're in a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that sounds like some fun stuff. And I will say that we're going to do something different for our next episode. And neither of you know 100% what it is. We're going to record this early. But we have a special guest coming. It is the Starfinder creative director, Jenny Jarzabski. She's going to come and talk all about all the stuff that's being released and maybe even some additional stuff. I don't know. Like super secret stuff, maybe.
Scoops.
Maybe. That'd I don't know. Neat. Whatever they're going to do. And this episode will be posted a week early, but on the morning that Starfinder Second Edition gets released. So our next episode is going to come early for our listeners. And then because we're all busy after Gen Con, we're not going to post anything on a regular date. So it'll be a 3-week span for folks. Yeah. So you'll have to manage, but you'll get all kinds of scoop first thing in the morning when Starfinder Second Edition is released.
That'll be neat.
All the listeners are going to be too busy reading Starfinder Second Edition to listen to us.
But they can listen as they read. It's okay.
I don't know. They can listen as they read. I don't know.
Can you do that? Can you listen to a podcast while you're reading something else? I can't do that.
I don't know. Can you listen while
I know people who cannot read without something going on in the background. Yeah. That's.
I mean, music, fine, but like
a podcast? Okay, fine.
Why
don't
you listen to another
book? You don't have to listen while you're reading. That's okay.
Double reading.
It's too much.
Audiobook and a regular book.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, until Gen Con, gentlemen, I'm John.
Yes.
And I'm Ron.
And I'm Jason. And this has been Digital Divination.